What's going on, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and I just wanted to welcome you to this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. I appreciate everybody that's been listening. Welcome to the new listeners. Also, shout out to y'all for leaving feedback, posting on your social media, tagging me to it, letting me see that y'all been listening. I really appreciate that. While I got your attention, if you could please subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it, like it, share it, it would be so appreciated. Welcome to the show.
¿Qué pasó? Me llamo es Miguel y este es The Art of Letting Go. Sorry, Miss Herrera, in advance for my bad Spanish. What's going on, y'all? I know y'all probably hear all kind of shit, some water, some animals and shit, some bugs and shit. I'm out here in Mexico, y'all. I'm out here in Mexico with my friends. Shout out Angie. Shout out Amanda for even inviting me to come on this trip. It's a beautiful place, y'all. I'm out in Los Cabos, and I'm happy to be here because I really needed a break and a vacation. Life has been so busy over like the past 2 months. I just got a dog. Her name is Amor. I know Amor means love in a couple of languages, but I chose French just because I love Paris, and also because Stevie Wonder had a song called Ma Cherie Amor, if you haven't heard it before. But having a dog is really changing my life. It's changing my life and like making me just see where I'm at in my growth, and also making me recognize some blind spots in myself. There's been a couple of times where I felt some fear in if I could handle having a dog, and you know, when I said that out loud, it kind of just blew my mind, because like, why wouldn't I be able to handle, you know, taking care of something else? But it feels really dope to be taking care of another being outside of myself. I don't know if I ever have kids. You know, that's just a reality of mine. I really don't know if I have kids or not, but having a dog does feel like having a child right now. And I felt myself being very consumed by, you know, taking care of my pet, taking care of her more, and almost like forgetting to take care of myself. She can be a good distraction from just like some of the things that I feel like I may have stressed before. Like, she definitely gives me a break from those things, but also I had to recognize not leaving those distractions to distract myself with something else. And I kind of mourned parts of my life, if that makes sense. You know, I just felt like I wouldn't be able to have a life having a dog, and here I am in Mexico. So, you know, I recognize I put too much pressure on myself. You know, last night was a full moon, and we burned some stuff up. We let go of some things, and two of the things that I had to let go of, and you know, it's crazy because the paper had burned so fast, it was almost like it was an immediate let go, but I had to truly let go of procrastinating and self-doubt. As far as I've come, I still experience doubt of myself, and I question where it comes from. I mean, I see it all around me, you know, from family to friends and all that shit, but it's like, where does self-doubt come from in general? And like, Why do we all take it on? And something that's been helping me in doubting myself is just saying shit out loud. Sometimes I'll have a thought in my head and I'll have to say that motherfucker out loud just to make sure that it ain't real, you know? So like I said, having a more, like, man, I'm not gonna be able to have a life, you know? I don't know if I can handle having a dog. And here we are, two weeks in, and she seemed like she is super happy. I'm super happy just having her there. And, you know, the training, or the teaching, rather, is, it initially was a hard part, but I'm feeling like I want to do the work, and I'm here to do the work, you know. I met with a trainer. I won't say her name on here, but, yeah, she put a choke collar on my dog, and I ain't feel good about that. She was telling me, like, I needed a choke collar to control her, because she is, you know, part pit bull. And when we did the choke collar, it just ain't feel right to me. And she told me if I wanted to get her trained in 3 weeks, that would be the best way to do it. But I feel like I'm probably going to go the long route and just make it work. You know, we're going to figure it out over time, because I didn't get a dog to have a slave. Like, I want her to be herself, and also, you know, teaching her some things that, you know, that will benefit both of us. But at the same time, like, you know, I see these people with their dogs and they be very, like, strict and hard and all that, and that's not what I did this for, you know. I did this to experience love in a different way, and I feel like I am doing that. Like, my dog just be happy just to see me, and that's a good feeling. That's a really good feeling, you know. Like, you could be gone for like 20-30 minutes and your dog will be excited to see you. So that's really cool. And I'm also learning, like, I just don't really want the relationship to be about control. You know, I'm not trying to just be in control in a situation. Like, yes, I want to lead, you know, because dogs, they're running packs and they need the alpha. So I'm gonna be that alpha. But it's a difference between leading and controlling to me. And some of these training tips and tricks that people give online, they just come off weird, you know. They come off real weird, and they make me think about, you know, as we teach humans and shit, like, you know, I don't know. I'm on vacation, y'all, but I wanted to come through and check in with y'all. Man, shout out to everybody for listening to the episode with my mom and really enjoying it and appreciating it. I'm going to see if my mom would be interested in maybe doing her own podcast or coming on once a month. She's so wise, and she always has been. Like, I know that's where a lot of my, I get wisdom from both of my parents, but a lot of my sureness of myself definitely comes from my mom. She used to always tell me, don't let anybody define you or redefine you. And that's something I remember from like middle school. And I think that's something in my journey that has helped me stay on track and on path, you know, because when a lot of my friends were doing shit at the time, you know, because I'm not going to judge them for what they were doing as fucking teenagers and shit, but when everybody was choosing to go one way, I chose to follow my own path, and I'm appreciative of that advice because that's what got me here today. But it was a very emotional episode to do and record, and I'm just very proud of my mom for where she's at on her journey and just where she's going in her own life. My grandfather turned 100. We had a 100th birthday party for him, And it was just a trip to me because it was a beautiful celebration, but also me knowing a lot of the experiences that people have had with my grandfather, positive and negative. And it was like all of those experiences combined came together to celebrate this one person, and it was beautiful. And I just hope that we all don't take 100 years to to celebrate each other, you know, wherever we at in our journeys and our stages of life, because I'm sure my grandfather is not whoever he was, you know, 40, 50 years ago, but none of us are the people we are, you know, even a year ago. So, you know, take some time to really appreciate your people, appreciate yourself. And something I'm trying to be intentional about practicing is empathy. Because, man, you just don't know nobody's experiences, what the fuck they go through, you know, what be on people's minds and shit. It'd be enough managing our own shit. So, you know, you can only imagine what somebody else is going through. So show somebody some love. Again, like I said, I'm in Mexico. I needed a fucking break. I needed a break. I was just exhausted. You know, this school year was really hard. But I made it through. And I'm here to recharge. So I hope y'all take some time to recharge. I don't really have too much to share today. I guess wanted to just catch up with y'all, stay consistent. You know, I really appreciate y'all being here every week. Shit, I appreciate being here every week. You know, I just appreciate having the space to just talk. And yeah, I did create this space for myself, but also I appreciate y'all listening. Because I think we all just want to be seen and be heard. And this is my place to do that. And I hope that y'all have that for yourselves as well. Man, it's the summertime. Love yourself. Take a break. And, you know, we'll be back to the regularly scheduled program when I get back. So I'll see y'all. And peace. This is Mike Brown, and this has been The Art of Letting Go. Love.
Thank y'all for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. Also, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Let other people know what you think. I got a phone line. If y'all want to reach out, hit me up. That number is 213-394-2773. Art of Letting Go podcast. Website is coming soon where you could buy merch, support the podcast. All in one space. I know you got a lot of links everywhere, but thank y'all so much for tuning in, being here with me every week. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I see y'all next week. Peace.